And just to encourage you, thank you for that. Just to encourage you, you know, to know that you can step out. And being bold is something that's not always easy. And so I'm going to step into that again. I was taken out to dinner, and after dinner, I don't know, for whatever reason, I was standing there, going to pay for it, and I was standing next to the gentleman who was paying the bill, and I asked the waitress lady and the one that was doing the register, I said, "Do you need prayer for anything?" The next thing I knew, I was praying for her, and I had a crying woman on my shoulder. And prayed for her, found out what was going on. A couple months later, I came in there, and I think I told you guys all this already, so we'll just kind of go from there. But she was waiting on us, and I asked her again. I said, "Do you need the Holy Spirit? You need the baptism of the Holy Spirit." And she boots me over on her rear end, and she goes, "Yes, tell me what it is. What is it?" I said, "Okay." So right there in the restaurant, we prayed. She got the baptism of the Holy Spirit. She sat down, and the next thing I know, she's praying in other tongues. Perfect. So I told her, continue to do that. She got up, she went to the register, and she continued to pray in other tongues. Bless her heart. Anyway, the other morning I was ministering to her, went over to her home, and she had asked for prayer again. And I'm hoping I can get to it. And she texted me this, and I just wanted to share this with you. Because I asked her, I said, "Well, how did it go?" Because she was having a conversation with her ex-husband because they're trying to get back together. I won't get into all kinds of details because it's redundant at this point. But the boldness to stand up, go forward, and just talk to somebody. Because I didn't really want to go over and minister to her. I really didn't. It just, you know, I knew what was I was going to be facing, and I just didn't want to. My flesh didn't want to. It was my flesh. All right, but God said go. And in the end of all of this, I asked her, I said, "Well, how did it go last night?" And she goes, "I'm seeing and feeling the power of God and his presence. Josh came over after you left, and he was completely curious on what our visit was about. I think because also I could see that he had some kind of thought process, because all he did when he came over was ask questions about God. He asked all kinds of questions about prayer, about the rapture, and for starters, and it went from there. He took the little booklet. I gave her a booklet, and I also gave her a picture of the motorcycle that one of the gentlemen rides. He's a preacher that goes through the circuits and goes through all the racing things, and he's got this huge motorcycle, and it goes like 200 miles per hour. It's 9 horsepower, 200 horsepower. I don't know. I'd have to read it to you, but it's one of those cool pictures. And I like to give it to the guys, especially in jail, because then they can look at it and go, well, okay, God's not going to put me on a shelf, and it's not going to be boring. Because, you know, a lot of people think being a Christian is boring. And yet, these guys have testimonies of right where these guys are at and right where this gentleman is at, this Josh, and so he could look at that. So anyway, back to her text. And he said he took the booklet with him, and he also suggested that I could get a different counselor if I didn't feel comfortable with the one we have. The peace in my home is so overwhelming that when we did get it into that spat twice now, everything has been falling off like water off a duck's back. And Bristol has just been a little angel. She talks about how much she misses me and loves it when I come over, and is super funny and cute and a little spunky. And she's back to her old self. She's healed. She was sick. Both of them were sick. So they're healed, and she is just in awe. And she says, "Thank you. Thank you, Denise." So what happens when we don't follow our leading? What happens when we don't obey? There are people's freedom comes with that obedience. I can see this gentleman getting saved. I can see then his mother getting saved, because she's another piece of work and in this woman's life, and then her husband as well. I can see this snowballing. And that is what we really want and this is really what we want. And I was listening to you guys yesterday, and give your testimonies. I listened to it last night, and I was really, really tickled that a lot of you have said, I wasn't ready, I don't know what to say, but this is what I'm going to say. You guys all, you all came up with, you know, what, you gave a word in your heart that says, be ready to always give an answer to every man that asks you, a reason of that hope in you with meekness and fear. And you guys did that. I was really happy you guys did that. You stepped out with that boldness and you said, yes, this is what I'm going to say. Kudos. That's awesome. Because that is what we need to do with the people that we run into and bring them into the kingdom. Because that is what we're here for. And that is one of the things that's been on my heart a lot is in 1 Peter 4. And it says, for as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. For he that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. And when we are putting our flesh out there and we're dying to it, we cease from sin. So we are out there when we do these things. And there's always times I don't want to. There's times I'm in fear. Sometimes fear comes over me when I go to jail. And I've been doing that 14 years. Crazy. But yet we have to walk through that because that's just a way for the devil to stop us. Just like the other day when I ended up waking up and I had a migraine that would, you know, knock your socks off. Yet we continue in it. And yet, you know, it's just the flesh trying to stop us. And we need to overcome that. And I was seeing that when you guys were talking the other day, and I was so tickled. I was happy. I was really happy. And but one of the things that I also wanted to bring up too, and I won't get off into a lot of it because I think you guys are probably very good about all of this, but what is one of the great Christians they talk about in Hebrews? You know, the ones that are doing great and mighty things, which is what, you know, June is preparing us for. We're to come out, we're going to be doing great and mighty things for Christ. And that's not always going to be the simplest thing. That's not always going to be the easiest thing. Our flesh is going to want to stop us. Fear may stop us. Who knows what else will stop us? Somebody may have basically putting us in a corner to stop us. What will we do? Will we continue to go over and become stronger in that? Okay, a lot of the Christians that are great in this time and era and in Hebrews are the ones that are broken over the sins of the world, over the sins of their own life, over the sins of other people. You know, they're genuinely hating sin. And that is something that we cannot play around with at all. It is something that'll grab you. It'll take you down. And it's one of the things that we need to stay in is to keep ourselves in repentance. It says we're to be holy as he is holy. Sometimes there's things we don't always see that God sees. And I'm always leery of praying that prayer as well because then God will point out things that I don't necessarily want to see either. But he does that for our own good. He does that for our own good. But David was a man after God's own heart. But what was David's heart? He was very, he was very disobedient. He went and he got a man's wife pregnant, and then he went off and killed him, and then the baby died, and he tried to hide it all. And yet, what's David's heart through all of that? Why would God look at that and say, that is my heart? But yet we go to Psalm 51. And it says, this is what David wrote after all of these things that hit him. And he says, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. Against you and you only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight, that thou might be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when judged. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts and the hidden part, and you shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of my salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then I will teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. And that's where we want to get, is to where we are pure. We are pure before God. This is what David's heart was to be pure before God. Be pure at every aspect, in his thoughts, in his mind, his will. Like he says, purge me with hyssop. Hyssop is like a thorny bush that'll come and it'll just rip everything out and it'll clean things. And that's what he wanted God to do, was to clean him. And then he wanted to go out and he wants sinners to be converted to the Lord. And that's where we also want to get, that's the heart of God. There's God's heart right there. And David lined up with God's heart. And then verse 14, deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou desirest not, excuse me, for you desire not sacrifice, or else I would give it. You delight not in burnt offering. The sacrifices are of God are a broken spirit and a broken and a contrite heart. O God, those you will not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shalt be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offerings and whole burnt offerings. And then shall they offer bullocks upon thy altar. That is where God wants to see us. And that is awesome. That is awesome. And that's where we all need to be. That is my heart, to bring people into the kingdom, to get them out. We don't want them going in where Jesse talked about hell. There are other people that have talked about hell, that, you know, that God's brought them to hell. For one woman went to hell because she wouldn't forgive her husband. So we need to really look at what we are dealing with. What are we dealing with? Are we not in forgiveness? We need to let people go. We need to have all of that gone. And there we go. I don't see, I'm going to try and find you guys, participants. Okay. Oh, it might happen yet. All right, praise God, I do see you. Maybe we can get you online and we can see what we've got for, if anybody wants prayer. Let me see where I can find the recording and turn that off. Put me on hold, lock meeting. Okay. All right, I've got a 310, a 384, 7930. Who is that?
Good morning, this is Frances.
Well, hi,
I'm
Frances.
I think, what's your name again?
My name is Denise.
Oh, hi, Denise. Good morning. I wasn't on the first call, so I'm sorry. I'm not sure what we're sharing.
Well, if you would like prayer, I will certainly pray for you. And whatever is on your heart is just fine.
Thank you so much, Denise. I would like prayer just to hear from God. Thank you
Amen.
So much.
Amen.
Thank you.
Father, I lift up Frances to you right now. Father God, you hear her heart right now, and I just thank you that right now we all do want to hear from you. And she's crying out to hear from you and to hear your heart for her life, Father. I thank you that just as we talked about, that she cries out after your heart. Your heart, Father God, is to walk holy as you are holy, Father, and to bring in the lost, to bring in the lost, Father God, to bring them in from the muck and the mire, and to save their hearts from the pits of hell. And I just thank you that right now, Father, that you are pouring out your spirit right now over her. Whatever is hindering her, Father, from hearing from you, I thank you that you bring it to her remembrance, you bring it forth, Father God, that she will hear it and she will see it. And I just thank you, Father God, that she will be able to remove it. Father, and I just thank you if it's not something she can remove, I thank you that right now all hindering spirits, we bind them. Any witchcraft, anything that's in the way, Father God, any word curses that have come over her, we just bind them up right now in Jesus' name. Family that have come against her, maybe not that she even is aware of, but Father, family, friends, anything out there that has hurt her heart, Father, I just thank you that right now you can help her with that in Jesus' name. All right, is there anything I missed?
No, that was awesome. Thank you, Denise. Have a blessed weekend. Thank you.
All right, you too. Thank you. All right, let's see. Oh, there it goes. Okay, sweet. Mute. All right, that was Frances.